This is Richard Green, a.k.a. Mainframe, of the Geek Out with Mainframe podcast, and you are listening to Nutty Bites.
So this is Nuke Joss with Tech here today.
Hello.
With your very first country comparison segment, which we don't have a name for.
Yet. We will once you remember the one you came up with last night.
I know. I just can't remember what it was. It sounded really good and clever, and it had nutty in it, but now I'm at a loss. Basically, what we're going to do here is we're going to compare the difference between... Oh, look, a ladybug. We're recording this out in a park, so if you hear some wildlife, cars going by, you'll understand why. But basically, we're going to compare traditions and things that you'll find in the U.S. with Canada. If we can do it with other countries, that would be cool too, but focusing mainly on U.S. and Canada, because I am an American living in Canada, and I've adopted a few new cultures, and Tech has adopted a few cultures of mine. So today, what we're going to talk about is Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving weekend up here in Canada, which is, for all the Americans, Columbus Day weekend. Instead of on Thursday, Thanksgiving's whichever day on the weekend you care to celebrate it. And, Tech, why don't you tell us about Canadian Thanksgiving?
Well, for this debate, or for this comparison, you've chosen probably the worst-equipped Canadian in which to talk about this. I know nothing of Canadian Thanksgiving, but thinking about it, I don't think there are many Canadians that know much about Canadian Thanksgiving either. I mean, the holiday has the same... general purpose. The ladybug is on me again. Hello, ladybug. Anyway, there's the same general reason as the American. You know, it's the time of the year. It's the big harvest meal, and you're supposed to sit around the table and talk about why you're the reasons and things that you're thankful for in the past year and in the year to come. It's a huge traveling weekend up here, just like it is in the States in November, but nowhere near the same scale. Another ladybug. Hello, ladybug. The big difference, other than the month, is that the American Thanksgiving has this inundation in the media of, you know, the pilgrims, the hats, the turkey, the Peanuts TV special, you know, the everything. We don't have
the special Buffy episode.
Yeah, the
special 90210 episode, right? Or whatever you're watching.
We don't have that. We have the American episodes, which we get, you know, sometime after Remembrance Day. But American and Canadian Thanksgiving being close to the same time of year, and the massive, you know, 70% domination of our media channels that we get from American media centers, is that if there was a two different reasons for the holidays, they've now melded into one, and we've pretty much been absorbed in the other. It just happens to be a month earlier, for which I have no explanation for.
Except that you guys don't celebrate Columbus Day.
No. Yeah. No, we do not. And I can't think of the holiday in November that matches up with your Thanksgiving, which I can't think of one.
I don't think there is one.
No,
is there?
Because our big holiday in November is Remembrance Day, which is very different than the Veterans Day or Memorial Day, one or the other.
It's Veterans Day. Mm. We should discuss that at another time, maybe.
Oh, yes, that'll be episode 2, I think. But that's...
What about when you were growing up? Like, did you do anything in school to prepare for Thanksgiving?
All the same activities, you know, making those paper mache horns with the fruit that would come out of it. I don't know.
Cornucopias.
The cornucopia. We'd all make that in school. Or you'd have to do, like, a cardboard turkey. Or the same hokey-pokey stuff they make you do everywhere else. It's just... But we didn't have the plays and the pageants and the... You know, yeah. I keep thinking back to that Addams Family movie where they were forced to do the Thanksgiving play. And you've got Wednesday.
We didn't have that either.
Not Wednesday. Well, the Pugsley dressed up in the big turkey costume. I am a turkey. Eat me. You know, no, that silliness didn't happen.
The general fare for food, and the only Thanksgiving up in Canada that I've experienced has been with your family. It tends to be a turkey or a ham.
Mm-hmm. Usually ham.
Just, well, yeah, in your house, definitely ham. And just regular sides. There's no, like, big to-do about cranberry sauce or sweet potatoes or...
No, but then again,
my... 16 different kinds of pie.
No, but my family being French-Canadian as well, is that a lot of those traditional Thanksgiving items are not in our... Our normal... Not
culture.
Lexicon, but not in our normal palates. Yeah. I mean, my parents... I remember being younger, and when we would have more family that would show up to the big dinners and the Christmas dinners, yeah, the cranberry sauce would come out, and the the stuffing would come out for the turkey and all that. But now that my parents are getting on and my father's retired and my sister and I have moved out, there's not that many people at the supper, so there's not that much food being made. I think that stuff is common and that you will see it quite often in Canada. Like I said, you've picked the worst person in Canada to have this discussion with, because I come from a small family. There's only the four of us.
But you are the perfect person in Canada for me to discuss this with, because you are the largest Canadian influence on my life.
So. Right. Yeah, that thing.
Being the reason that I live here.
Right. Yeah, that.
So your friends growing up, like, would they generally have the 16 different kinds of pies and things, or you don't know?
I'm trying to think back to my friends growing up, and no, there would be some that would have the big families over, and yeah, they would have the big things, but it's not, Thanksgiving isn't the big one. Christmas is.
Right.
And Easter, Canada not having Canada having a much bigger Catholic population.
And not having separation of church and state.
And Easter being a holiday.
Yeah.
Easter's absolutely huge. And that's when you get the... that's not the big ham. That's the big, big ham.
Out in Canada, they actually get Holy Thursday and Good Friday off and Easter Monday off. As opposed to in the States, where you only get those days off if you work in a school or anything that has a religious affiliation.
Well, traditionally, everyone will get Good Friday off. It's very rare that people will get Easter Monday.
Oh, really?
The only people that get Easter Monday off are usually government workers.
Which is you.
Like me. Hey. So, yeah, Easter's a four-day weekend. We won't get Ash Wednesday off.
No.
But I have been... being military as I am, I have been deployed on exercise or overseas, and they will give you time off on Ash Wednesday to go perform your observance if that is your wish, which is generally not a big deal.
Yeah.
I remember there being a big hubbub overseas because the chaplain couldn't find someone who could fold palm frond crosses.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's like what every kid does during church on Palm Sunday, because they're utterly bored hearing the same story every year.
So yeah, back to Thanksgiving.
Yes, back to Thanksgiving.
I'm sure you have, well, coming from a large family yourself, I'm sure you have the prototypical American, like you were saying, the 16 pies, the 44-pound pterodactyl, the...
Yes, well, coming from a very large family in New York... Thanksgiving for us requires a very large turkey that I now know that after a turkey reaches a certain poundage, the cooking time starts to go down. So it actually takes less time to cook a larger turkey sometimes. We'll have the turkey and then another meat, possibly a ham or a roast. We'll have cranberry sauce made with real cranberries, not out of a can, because that's just disgusting. I'm sorry, you're infidels if you decide to eat out of a can, which I know most of America does. sweet potato something, cheesy mashed potatoes, carrots Lyonnaise, some green bean thing. My mom will also do stuffed mushrooms. And we also have our appetizers, so it's multi-course dinner that starts at about 2 p.m. And, you've got shrimp for your appetizer and dip and baked brie and all sorts of different things. And then after dinner, you've got, you know, like I said, the 16 different kinds of pie. My mother has become... very known for her pies, to the point that people would expect to take pies home with them. So my mom would just start baking pies on the Wednesday. We would bake the pies and we'd have them stashed all over the house so that the animals couldn't find them, and people would then take them home, and sometimes we'd miss one and we'd find a pie like, you know, a week or two later in the china cupboard or the buffet table or whatever. So Thanksgiving was a very big deal. Although in my household, we didn't have the whole football thing. I know a lot of families in America, the TV's on all day. My family's not so much into that. My brother Vin is very into football, and he'll want to have it on, but we turn it off for most of most of the day. We've been nice and let him watch a few games, but no.
10-12 years ago, when I was dating a girl in Michigan, Thanksgiving and New Year's were the two very important days of the year where my girlfriend and her father would sit and yell at the football men on TV all day. And me struggling to understand the rules of a very weird game. You know, it's kind of like rugby, but they stop every 30 seconds. I mean, just let the guys keep running with it. But there I go again on another tangent. But yeah, no, I think we would have been remiss to not
mention football
on a Thanksgiving show.
Quite a lot of people are very into the football. My family, we always dress a little nice for Thanksgiving, you know, because it is a holiday. It's a special event. But I do know some families where sweatpants are the attire simply because of how much eating is going on. It's actually kind of gross when you think about how much eating happens on Thanksgiving, and the idea of just having a little meal is not possible because you're grazing from 2 in the afternoon and sometimes up until 11 or 12 at night. I mean,
the big difference,
my family at least.
The big difference that I've noticed, and maybe it's just the media that's pushing this on us, but this American need to go home for Thanksgiving, and it's almost become a religious pilgrimage that, good God, it has to be done. You have to fight the blizzards and the traffic and the airport security and the, yes, it is the worst, absolute worst weekend to travel of all year.
But you better do it, yeah.
But you'd better do it.
Well, one of the reasons for that is because when you go off to secondary school, when you go off to university or college, your first weekend to come home generally is Thanksgiving. And because Thanksgiving's on a Thursday, it then becomes a 4-day weekend. Now, most jobs don't give off all, you know, Thursday and Friday, but some do. And almost every job you get off for Thanksgiving, as opposed to a lot of other holidays. I had one employer that was an international company, so they were open 7 days a week, because they did most of their business through the internet. And there were only 4 days a year that they were closed. And that was Thanksgiving, Christmas Day, New Year's Day, and the 4th of July. I mean, Thanksgiving's just a day that when your company does not close for normal holidays, they will close because everything closes. And the only people working are people in hospitals, police, you know, firemen, that sort of thing, emergency services. But yeah, so the first weekend of college, you go home for Thanksgiving and everybody gets together. Especially in New York, the night before Thanksgiving was the biggest party night of the year because everybody would be at the bar. And a lot of times you would, you know, run into the people that you knew growing up, not that I ever wanted to, by going to the bar the night before Thanksgiving because everybody is home. People may go away for Christmas, but they all go home for Thanksgiving. It's definitely a very, like you said, coming home sort of a feel. And the other thing is, coming from New York, not every American has the whole turkey thing, especially Italians in New York. Lasagna is the main course. Oh yeah. And an Italian Thanksgiving. You thought you ate at Thanksgiving. Forget about it. But
forget about it as one word?
Shut up. Don't make fun of my accent.
Forget about it.
But one of the things that is so great about Thanksgiving is that a lot of different people, they celebrate it in their own way. And there are certain ways that you can bring your own family history and culture to it, which is a lot of fun. I do think that it's really interesting that, for my cynical view of Thanksgiving, is it's the big holiday to kick off the holiday season. You know, it's the, all right, fall is here. We're going to start putting the pounds on. And so we're going to start with a big giant feast. You're all going to gain weight. And you're just going to keep eating until sometime in January. Because all the Christmas holidays and the parties and everything go all throughout December and everything else. Oh, and let's not forget what happens the day after Thanksgiving in the U.S.
Yeah, I was going to mention that you know, some families, you know, like you were saying, that the everyone chooses to celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday differently. And another thing, you know, you're right. Like, we seem to like to do things in seasons and things in packs. So you've got your summer holidays. Well, when's the last summer holiday? Well, that's Labor Day.
Yep.
Well, the next season of holidays, when's that start? Well, that's the next big one. That's Thanksgiving, Halloween, somewhere in the middle, doesn't really count, doesn't fall in.
And then we don't have anything until Easter time.
Yeah, once New Year's is over with for your winter season, then you got to wait for the spring with Easter. But then in Canada, you get May 2-4. Woo, May 2-4. So,
what is May 2-4 again?
Victoria Day weekend.
That's it. Right. That's the week before Memorial Day, in which Americans, we celebrate those that died in World War One and World War Two.
We do that in November.
And I believe they've extended that to other wars as well. But November is for all veterans, whether living or dead.
November 11th is the date of the armistice. That's the day World War One ended. But hey, okay, other topic.
Yes.
So back to what we were saying before. No, some families choose to celebrate it in different ways. Some with a turkey, some with lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, they've now coined it Black Friday because some people choose to celebrate by going out and buying a DVD player. which is maybe because our Thanksgiving isn't on a Thursday. That might be why we're isolated from something like a Black Friday.
Yeah.
But then again, you have Black Friday. We have Boxing Day, which you're going to see
completely different. Yeah.
On December 26th, but that's our biggest shopping day of the year. And that is where you're going to get the $30 DVD players, the lineups outside Walmart at midnight waiting for, you know.
And for you Americans and outside of Canada and other countries outside of Canada, Boxing Day is the day after Christmas.
It's December 26th. Any British fan will also know of Boxing
Day. It's coined for the day that you put the boxes to the curb, correct?
That's the story I always heard. I'm sure there's about a dozen other explanations. It also used to have another name. It was the Feast of Saint Somebody.
Okay.
Not Nicholas. But that was December 26th, and that was another big observance on that day, which led to a lot of the Boxing Day traditions. I just, if anybody knows, please let me know.
In the U.S., that's our biggest return day. It's when everybody returns the gifts they didn't want.
Mm.
My family, we didn't start our Christmas shopping until after Christmas because we didn't celebrate it on Christmas. We celebrated on January 6th, so we kind of celebrated Boxing Day in a way, except that we usually didn't go the day after Christmas because we hated crowds. But we definitely picked up a lot of good deals after Christmas.
Yeah, a lot of the Boxing Day sales or Boxing Week sales, and the week between Christmas and New Year's is the time to do some shopping.
Black Friday has extended to Cyber Monday, and the Black Friday sales often will extend throughout the weekend now. Mm. It was originally coined back when there wasn't Saturday and Sunday shopping. So the world is very different. Unfortunately, there's way too much Christmas shopping going on anyway. And I know some people start in, July and August. They get all their Christmas shopping done before Labor Day. And it's just insane to me. People buy way too many presents.
Well, that's another thing. I think both of our countries, both of our peoples are stuck into this mess of
things
and items.
Things equal status. Things. You've used the expression retail therapy quite a bit after we've gotten together, and it was something that I had never heard of before, and now I'm hearing it all over the place. And the idea that going shopping to make you happy, it's kind of a foreign concept for me simply because my family has always been, you never spend money on anything. So.
Well, it's not like my family was Mr. and Mrs. Moneybags or anything.
No. Your mother's the same way as my family, actually.
But.
So Canadian Thanksgiving and U.S. Thanksgiving, they're different, but kind of have the same roots.
They have the same root and the same general idea. It's just that
it's a little more relaxed, I think, in Canada.
Well, I think you can say that about a lot of things.
True. Well, it is Remembrance Day.
No, that is definitely the one time we are not relaxed, and I can't.
That's a discussion that I want to find a non-military member in Canada to discuss with, because you've grown up in a military household, and you're a serving member now. I'd like to find out what Canadians who are not so tied to the military, how they view Remembrance
Get a
Day.
Class of fourth graders to read in Flanders Fields for your opening music for this segment.
But perhaps I can grab some people at CHSR to help me out on that one.
To anyone here who has fourth graders that are going to recite in Flanders Fields, for a Remembrance Day ceremony. Could you please ask the teacher slash choir director that is going to be teaching these kids to recite the poem that it's not a song? And that, yes, poetry has rhythm, but every kid's class I've ever heard recite that poem says it the same way. In Flanders fields where poppies grow, between the crosses, row on row. They take a breath here. And there's nothing quite like the sound of 35 kids intaking breath at the same time. And then they go to the next line, and you've got the teacher at the front who's all hunched over so the parents can see over her back. And she's got her hands doing, like, the mouth actions to the beat that she's doing. And then she's doing the big oversized mouth, mouthing the words for the kid in Flanders Field where pop.
I wish this was video right now. He's being very funny.
Dr. John McCrae wrote a great poem. You know, hey, it's 93 years old now.
But Thanksgiving. Yes. So because we've got an American and a Canadian married, we actually celebrate Thanksgiving twice.
Woo!
Because I can't, and I've celebrated American Thanksgiving in Canada quite a few times. The first one after we were married, I celebrated, and I made quite a big fuss over it. And we had a neighbor come over and share dinner with us. It wasn't Thanksgiving last month. Very confused. A lot of people don't quite get it, but I see no harm in having two Thanksgivings.
No, now we just got to work on the... Well, here's another one of your shows that we get to do because we get two Christmases, too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So, yeah, we can
But that's
that
not Canadian-American. That's just...
That's just you.
Rest of the world and my crazy family. But, yeah, no, so I enjoy having the two Thanksgivings, although when we do American Thanksgiving in Canada, it's scaled way, way back. There are not 16 different pies.
It just seems to be, the American Thanksgiving just seems to be a silly holiday with no reason. And I don't mean that to be insulting. I just mean that there's not all, most Americans, 99.999% of Americans can't trace their family backs to the original pilgrims. Most of them don't have a huge vested interest in Native American relations. And somehow the idea of eating a turkey with cranberries and watching a football game has turned into this societal thing that 300 million people are willing to sacrifice their lives and their weekends on the roads or flying through the air and putting up with horrendous airport delays to eat turkey, cranberry, and watch football because it's expected. And there's no other real, it's a time to be with family and it's a time to be thankful for the things that we have, but there's no...
Well, I think in the U.S. we feel a bit patriotic about it, too.
Right. And, it turns into a matter of pride. That,
it goes back to, colonial days, and it's one of the few traditions that we still hang on to. It's a great idea, the idea that we came to this land and we learned from the native people and we're able to share and grow. Unfortunately, it's a whole big farce because, what happened the next winter and in the following years, as we pushed people off their land and gave them smallpox. But
thank you. Thank you very much for the gift of this land and that great bird that we ate. Here, have some blankets.
But it's a great concept. And it is a bit religious in the sense that the idea of Thanksgiving was not developed simply because of the pilgrims and the Indians. It was something that Puritans did. And, it's something that a lot of Christians and other faiths do, where they give thanks for what they have. And if we can learn to be thankful for what we have rather than wishing for what we don't have, it's definitely a more positive way of looking at life. Unfortunately, it happens once a year. Most people forget about that. And the family fights that happen on Thanksgiving will plague your family for the rest of the year.
Oh, they are epic. There's nothing like getting a bunch of people together around a table to start a good fight. Holiday fights are the
And we've
best.
Got cutlery.
And cutlery, oh, yes.
And the wine's a-flowing, and yeah. But, if you can avoid that, Thanksgiving can be a lot of fun.
Don't avoid it, embrace it. That's what I say.
I avoid it.
And speaking of avoiding things, we should avoid making this any longer than it already is.
Yeah, well, we've talked for 24 minutes, so I think we're going to wrap this up. I'll probably have to edit a bit out, but thank you, everyone. Please let us know what you think. Let me know what you think that this segment should be called. I think I might release this particular one separately to, you know, just a filler. I don't know. I might just do that. Break things up and put things in fillers. I don't know. We'll
topic
see how it goes.
Topic ideas, too.
Oh, topic ideas are great. I already know I got to talk about Smarties and all the different candy.
Ooh, difference in candy. Yes.
Yeah, difference in candy.
Spelling.
I think that's pretty obvious, but okay.
Spelling, language, grammar, sayings, phrases.
True. You guys don't pluralize a lot of things, and
because
you definitely pronounce things differently.
And you spell color wrong.
I won't argue about the whole you thing because I understand that. There's only a right and wrong in the sense of which country you're in. It's spelled O-R if you're in the United States, and if you're in the UK or Canada, it's O-U-R. And that makes perfect sense to me. No, I think the more thing is, like, it's drama, not drama.
I don't say
it's
drama.
It's pasta, not pasta.
I don't say pasta.
Yes, but everyone else does. And it's a Celica, not a Celica.
It's a Celica. The Toyota Celica is a nice car. And before everybody else expects me to say, new dude to boot it, we don't say that, so.
No. The whole Canadian accent where everybody thinks of Bob and Doug McKenzie is definitely something we need to talk about because there's huge difference in Canadian accents. And unfortunately, Americans, they only think of Bob and Doug McKenzie. So that's a whole other episode. But thank you for joining us. Have a happy Thanksgiving in the States. And for those of you in Canada, I hope you had a good... I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. For those of you outside of those two North American countries and think we're crazy, just go have some pie. Everybody likes pie.
And on the drive home, to all those Canadians that are listening, that are still stuck out there on the 400 trying to make it back to Toronto from wherever you went for Thanksgiving, haha. See what I mean?
Hey, wait, that's going to be me.
Yeah, that's going to be you. And us. And it was just us, so...
Yeah, but you're staying here and I'm going, and that's going to be me. That's not funny.
Enjoy.
Hate you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
In every generation, there is a podcast where one alone has watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer before. The three others must stand against the spoilers, the synopses, and the forces of DVD commentary tracks. This is Potential Cast.
This is Stephanie.
This is Kim.
I'm Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
I see sort of myself in Cordelia.
I really like that light for some reason.
The show does that a lot, and I really like it.
I love Child's explanation about Buffy's a Slayer. Don't tell anyone. That's all the information you need.
We do have a lot of feedback.
Whether you're brand new to Buffy or you're a seasoned rewatcher, come find us at potentialcast.com.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios. You can find us at nimlas.org/blog. Contact feedback at nuttybites@nimlas.org. Call our voicemail line at 347-NUTTY-42 or 347-688-8942. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Basically, you can share it, you can send it around to your friends, just don't change it, don't sell it, don't try to make any money off of it, and link back to me, my site, and everything.